Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levin.
I am your host, Mark Levin, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. Have you heard about the new NFL policy? Well, of course you have. You'd have to be in a cave not to know that the National Football League has declared that you gotta stand up during the national anthem, players, or you can hide in the locker room. I don't think I have to tell most of you where this comes from, but it never hurts to give a little bit of background here. Back in 2009, the NFL first insisted that its players come out for the national anthem. Before that time, they came out after the national anthem, but they came out beforehand because the NFL wanted to show America that their players were patriotic, wanted to express their patriotism, their love of America right there on the field. I think most of us know what happened next. After an increasing spate of police violence against African-American men, and to be fair, this has been going on for hundreds of years, it may just be that iPhones made it easier to capture police brutality against unarmed African-American in general, and men in particular. Well, the Black Lives Matter movement began, which focuses on the fact that police are disproportionately shooting unarmed black men as distinct from unarmed white people. I, of course, have talked about Black Lives Matter. I've talked about police brutality on this show. Well, in Colin Kaepernick, an NFL player decided to bring his protest to the field. And so he decided, at first, I think originally he sat down, but then decided the proper way to show respect, in his view, was to kneel during the national anthem. A kneel actually is in many ways better, I think, than sitting down. Sitting down shows complete lack of respect, whereas a kneel, I think, shows what Kaepernick felt, which is some respect, some honor due the United States of America, but some manner of protest for the imperfect union in which we all live. Frankly, I was quite pleased with the kneeling because I felt that it was showing America that all is not well. And here we have a happy game. We have a very popular sport, the single most popular sport in America. And all is not well underneath the scenes. And let's face it, most African Americans don't have the megaphone that Colin Kaepernick had. Most don't have the opportunity to protest and be heard. They have an opportunity to protest, but they only have the opportunity to be heard and noticed and let larger America know that this was a major and continues to be a major problem. So Colin Kaepernick took a knee during the national anthem. Everyone knew what it was for. And then came the trolls. The king troll, the lead troll, the biggest troll in America, is, of course, the president. Donald Trump argued that it was unpatriotic, and I think he said at one point, get those players off the field, and expressed extreme anger at the kneeling during the protest. Pence did as well. And the whole point that Trump had to make, of course, was completely irrelevant to the point that Colin Kaepernick was making. Trump didn't even address the issue of police brutality or whether it's disproportionately against minorities. He simply said, "Stand up during the national anthem," thus showing that he was willfully pretending not to understand what the controversy is about. Now, to be fair, Fox News had led the way. Fox News had reported the protests and again distorted Colin Kaepernick's message, barely mentioning that his protest was about police brutality and emphasizing that it was unreasonable to not stand during the national anthem. We'll have a larger discussion today about free speech, about patriotism, about national anthem, about what America is all about when it's proper to protest and when it isn't, and what forms of protest are proper. But first, I guess you should know the new NFL policy, if you haven't heard it already. The policy, and by the way, all I've been able to find on this, so if someone has more information, please let me know. You can, I'm live on Facebook right now. You can actually post it in the window and I'll take a look. But all I've been able to find on this whole topic is a tweet by the NFL commissioner who basically states out three policies that are open to a lot of interpretation. Of course, one of the reasons why the policy is so sparse, uneven, not well drafted perhaps, is probably because the players themselves had no role in it, which is why it's incredibly dishonest. Certainly it is. I mean, the statement, if as you read it, goes on and on about respect for the players and joining with the players and working with the players. That's a load of BS. The NFL Players Association had nothing to do with the drafting of this. So why are they already lying? Why is the NFL lying? Okay, I know the president lies all the time, but I expect more from the NFL than I do from Donald Trump. I expect more from virtually everyone than I do Donald Trump. Tell the truth. We, the owners, decided, fearing that the president was going to take away our tax-free status or change our taxes, because Donald Trump threatened to do this, which, by the way, is a violation of the First Amendment. We'll get to the point that it's not a violation of the First Amendment for private organizations to police their employees. But just because something's legal doesn't mean it's right. We'll get to that. But clearly the First Amendment says that the government can make no law on the freedom of speech. And that includes coercion. Right? Here's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law prohibiting, abridging the freedom of speech. Abridging. I want you to think about that. Abridging means not preventing the freedom of speech, but abridging it to lessen it in any way. That's what the Constitution says. You can't lessen the freedom of speech. To the extent that the president was threatening to reduce freedom of speech for the NFL, that's a serious First Amendment problem. But let's assume for the sake of argument that the NFL just did this on their own. That would be constitutional. Probably also be wrong. But let me get to what they said they would do. They said that players who go outside for the national anthem must stand up. However, it also said that you don't have to go outside, actually repealing the 2009 rule that you do have to go outside. You could stay in your locker rooms. And then they said two things that seemed to me entirely inconsistent. They said, number one, we're going to leave this to a team-by-team basis. Every team will enforce the rules for their team. I might be able to live with that. But then they go on to say that the league itself could enforce the rules against someone who doesn't stand the anthem, which is inconsistent from the fact that it would be done team by team. The Jets owner, New York Jets owner, Christopher Johnson, and I give him a lot of credit for this, said not only would he not force his players to stand during the national anthem, he would pay any fines that the league assessed on his players for not doing so. But all of this misstates the point. Colin Kaepernick isn't anti-American. In fact, the right to protest is about the most American thing I can think of. No, he wasn't protesting the flag. He wasn't even protesting the Star Spangled Banner, even though the author of the Star Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key, was a slave owner. He wasn't protesting the Star Spangled Banner. He wasn't protesting America. He was protesting police brutality. And I want to concentrate this hour on ways that I believe the protests can and should go on. If you want to call in, it's 888-48-MARK, 888-488-6275. I'll be right back right after this.
He's a Bible-quoting, Constitution-loving, flag-waving, red-blooded, liberal American. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin, talking about the real problems with the NFL's new policy on protests. Now, anyone who knows anything about the NFL protests knows that it had nothing to do with patriotism and nothing to do with the national anthem. The point of the protest of Colin Kaepernick and the others who joined the protest is that Black Lives Matter, is that police brutality matters, is that the ways in which the police unfairly focused on shooting unarmed black men as distinct from unarmed white men or unarmed white women or anybody else for that matter is a real problem in this country. Now, maybe you can disagree on whether it's a problem or not, but clearly people have a right to complain about it. First Amendment of the United States Constitution does not just prohibit the government from abridging free speech. It also says that you have the right in the First Amendment of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Now, let me immediately separate the legal questions from the moral questions here. I know the law. I know that the National Football League is a private organization. I know they have the right to enforce free speech at their place of business and not be run afoul of the Constitution. The Constitution prohibits government abridging free speech. However, your employer can prevent you while you're on the job at, say, McDonald's or at, say, your acting as a lawyer or whether it's acting as an engineer or working in a clothes shop from wearing something on your shirt that says, you know, I support or I oppose any particular policy. They have the right to do that under the law. The question is not, in my view, whether it's legal, but whether it should be. Now, I should say one thing. It's quite likely, I think, that the new NFL policy violates the collective bargaining agreement that they signed with the players in the NFL union, particularly since they didn't, and it's just really foolish, didn't talk with the union to determine what the policy should be. I think if they had, they would have found a much better policy, a policy that could have shown respect for the government and at the same time allowed legitimate protest. They didn't do that. So I think there's a good chance it'll violate the collective bargaining agreement. But let's just get to the question of the policy. And I think it's important to know what the policy is. And I think it's confusing. The policy, as best I can find it, is apparently six things. One, all team and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. Two, you don't have to be on the field for the anthem. Three, if you choose not to stand, you can stay in your locker room or off the field until after it's been performed. Four, a club will be fined if the personnel are on the field and do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. But each club may develop its own work rules consistent with the above principles regarding personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. How can they develop their own rules if they're going to be fined? I don't think they really can. And six, the commissioner will impose appropriate discipline on league personnel who do not stand, show respect for the flag and the anthem. So listen up, players. I know there's got to be a ton of NFL players that listen regularly to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine, and I'm proud to have all my NFL listeners. Thank you. Thank you for listening. So listen up, because I am a lawyer, and I see a way out. I know the protest was never about the anthem. I know it. You know it. And frankly, people who don't know it pretend not to know it. Mike Pence, who says winning as if shutting down the voices of people protesting their government is winning instead of being extremely un-American. Or Donald Trump, who says, get these people out of America. Sorry, Donald, they are citizens, and they have every right to be here that you do and every right to protest that you do. In fact, they have more rights. You, being President of the United States, for example, can't block people on Twitter, whereas the rest of us can. But listen up, players. As I read these things, it just says during the anthem. So here's what I would do if I were Colin Kaepernick or anyone else who wanted to protest. Come out with a big sign that says Black Lives Matter. During the protest, during the anthem, you have to stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. So while you're holding your sign with your left hand, I put my right hand over my heart and look at the flag and show it respect. And then, while standing all along, continue with your sign and then sit down and put your sign away. As far as I can see, that stands and shows respect for the flag and the anthem. Showing respect for America includes protesting when you don't like what America was doing. There is nothing more American than protesting. Indeed, in North Korea, you would not be free to protest. That's certainly true. We are not North Korea. And furthermore, I want you to think about how and when and whether you can enforce patriotism at all. I don't think you can. I don't think there's such a thing as forced patriotism. The Beatles have a song, Money Can't Buy Me Love. Money can buy you prostitutes. Money can buy you the illusion of love. And indeed, forcing people to stand at a flag with consequences if they don't can buy you the illusion of patriotism. But patriotism, like love, is not an expression. It's a belief. And we have not yet determined, absent lobotomies, we've not yet determined how to enforce thought, how to punish thought crimes. True love cannot be forced. True patriotism cannot be enforced. And I don't want to live in a country that forces people to undergo the illusion of patriotism and have consequences if they don't. That truly is tyranny. That is something the United States has fought against, well, since we became a country. That, by definition, is un-American. Am I saying the president and the vice president of the United States are un-American because they want to force patriotism? Yes. Yes, I am. I'll be right back after this.
Back to the aggressive progressive, Mark Levin.
I'm very distressed by the NFL's new policy on the anthem. Well, there's so many things that distress me, but one of the main things is that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell basically lies in his statement. He implies that the players were consulted in the new policy when we know they weren't. His first sentence is, the policy adopted today was approved in concert with the NFL's ongoing commitment to local communities in our country. Did they talk to local communities? One that is extraordinary in its scope, resources, and alignment with our players. It's not aligning with your players. You're going against your players. We are dedicated to continuing our collaboration with players. There was no collaboration with players. That's three lies in two sentences. to advance the goals of justice and fairness in all comers of our society. Oh, yeah, is that really your goals? Justice, fairness, not cash? Really? The efforts by many of our players sparked awareness and action around issues of social justice that must be addressed. Yes, that's true. The platform that we have created together is certainly unique in professional sports. We are honored to work with our players to drive progress. You're working against your players. Stop lying. At least tell the truth. Our players make a lot of money. Therefore, we can force them to pretend to be patriotic if we want to. And if they don't want to pretend to be patriotic, they can go to their locker rooms. But pretending to be patriotic, excuse me, I'm getting upset. Pretending to be patriotic is apparently what the NFL is all about. Not real patriotism. You can't enforce real patriotism. But pretend patriotism. Fake patriotism. Fake news. Fake flags. Fake standing. Fake respect. That's what they want. And the more fake respect they can give, the more they can convince other Americans to also show fake respect. And soon, we will be like North Korea. I guess. Goodell goes on to say, it was unfortunate that on-field protests created a false perception among many that thousands of NFL players were unpatriotic. It was never the case. I think Colin Kaepernick is one of the most patriotic Americans I know. Someone willing to stand up for justice in the face of losing a career unfairly, in the face of incredible abuse, that's one of the most patriotic things I can think of. No, I never thought they were unpatriotic. I think enforcing patriotism is unpatriotic. In fact, I think enforcing patriotism is un-American. They let people stay in the locker room. All right, maybe they won't allow my idea, which is to hold the Black Lives Matter sign during the anthem, with one hand, putting your hand over the heart and standing while doing it. Another option is to hold up the sign, put it down during the anthem, and then picking it up right back up again. I think the cameras will capture that. But even if they have to stay in the locker room, I would urge the players to stay in the locker room with signs that say Black Lives Matter and invite cameras to come in and record that simultaneously. And if the cameras won't do it, if NBC or whoever is filming the NFL refuses to do it, then we need to get after NBC. Note this has nothing to do with the national anthem, because the protest has nothing to do with patriotism, except to the extent that the protest itself is patriotic. Challenging America when it's wrong is one of the most patriotic things you can do. And I'm offended for myself. I challenge America's policies all the time. I do it on radio. I was elected to do it in the Virginia House of Delegates. I speak out loudly and proudly all the time, and I love my country. I defy anyone to love my country more than I do. I love the United States of America. I love it precisely because it allows me to criticize it. And the moment the United States of America shuts me up is the moment I will start to hate my country. The moment my country prevents me from speaking out about the ills that we face is the moment then I will go burn a flag and I will rise up to overturn a government that is no longer free. Don't you see? Protesting, burning a flag, not standing up for the national anthem. These are American values. They're not anti-American. Colin Kaepernick would not join the people of Iran in shouting death to America and having this general hatred of America. Colin Kaepernick doesn't hate America. He doesn't hate the flag. He doesn't hate the national anthem. He stands up for principle. And isn't that what America is all about? 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Let's go to Reggie on line 4 in Georgia. Hey, Reggie, how are you?
Happy Thursday, you too, Mark. Well, as I told your name, say Mark, Marky Mark Romaldi over a little while ago. I'm glad you brought this up because I watched the exact same clip about this on The View with Meghan McCain, who largely and for the most part agreed with both Donald Trump and his policies, saying that kneeling instead of standing before and up to the American flag is both unpatriotic and disrespectful. Not to mention that... She's nothing more than a sympathetic coward. because, and the reason why I say that about it is because she agrees with Donald Trump and his policies, yet far and away too cowardly to stand up to and against him, at both him and his policies. And the rest of the hosts had to school her on The View, had to school her about racism and all that, because, of course, she never had to endure any of it. You know,
here's the thing that offends me the most.
I mean,
this is about racism. It's not about patriotism. The kneeling, no, Colin Kaepernick doesn't hate the American flag. He doesn't hate his country. And this pretending that he does is a strategy by Fox News and their ilk to take the discussion away from police brutality, to take this question away from racism. Didn't Meghan McCain get that? I guess not. You there?
Every day for an hour a day for 5 days a week, I guess she doesn't get out, right?
I mean,
I guess she doesn't get out.
It's amazing to me that I just think this was purposeful. You know, he hates the anthem. These people hate the. This isn't. And then they take polls. How do you feel about standing during the national anthem? Those are the wrong polls to take.
Right.
The right polls would be, how do you feel about the right to protest in America? Should we have it or shouldn't we have it? And let's see what percentage of Americans support the right to speak out against your government when you think it's wrong.
Right.
Heart of it. And I think I've given them a couple ways out. You know, have that sign up during the protest, during the anthem, or show the sign. If they don't allow you to do it, talk with, you know, the owners, put the sign down, sing your national anthem, and then put the sign right back up. Or do it in the locker room and do it with a sign. Let's be very, very clear about what you're standing up for.
Right.
And I'm not saying that you employers on the job can't enforce free speech. That's what the law is. I understand that's what the law is.
Right.
But the NFL is not your Gap store, right, where you don't want, you know, your Gap employee, taking away from clothing sales because she supports Hillary or Donald, for that matter.
Right.
This is a national stage. And I think most Americans are sympathetic. I think certainly most NFL players are sympathetic.
Yeah.
To them using this platform.
Yeah. But like you said, I don't think she gets out very much. And because she never had to endure racism, period, because she's a privileged white kid, wealthy privileged white kid, but a privileged white kid who's like, to me, is going up against everything her father stood up and fought for. You know, when he was a war veteran, right?
Yeah. I'll tell you something, though. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a privileged white kid. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was a privileged white kid. Bobby Kennedy was a privileged white kid. But they got out, they learned, particularly Bobby Kennedy, probably had the most dramatic transformation.
Right.
And by the time he died, he was full-throated attacking racism. So it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters where you go.
Right.
And some people have their eyes open and some don't.
Yeah, well, I wish she had her eyes open, because that's what the other host of The View tried to make happen, to open up her eyes to racism, because Sonny Hostin and Whoopi Goldberg try to tell her all about it, because I don't think she understands it. Even Joy Behar tried to educate her on that, on what it means to kneel before the American flag when you know that this country has been wrong ever since the very beginning to my people and
that's right.
Other
no, they have. No
right?
question about it. No question about it. I forget who it was who said, Mark Twain or Faulkner or someone who said that race and racism is the defining sin of America. It is the one sin that continues from the very time of our founding to today. And it's we fought a whole war over it. The most deadly war in American history. So look, at the heart of this is who we want to be. And when you try to cover up protest, whether on racism or anything else, when you try to cover up disagreement, when you try to ban disagreement, when you try to enforce patriotism, that's when it festers. That's when it grows. When you don't work on a problem and you try to cover it up, that's when people get more angry. It's no solution. I get the NFL. We just want people to focus on football. But then they also required people in 2009 to come out for the national anthem. They still show the American flag all the time on the field in graphics, right? So they're definitely promoting patriotism, and I'm okay with the NFL promoting patriotism. I tend to promote patriotism myself. I just said how much I love my country. And I stand up during the national anthem. I put my hand over my heart. I do love my country. But at the same time, I recognize that the power of this country, the power of our protests, is the right to dissent. That's the heart of who we are. Thanks for your call, Reggie. I appreciate it. When we come back, I want to talk about some people who don't seem to recognize American patriotism, our president and our vice president. Vice President Pence said it was winning to prohibit free speech in America. Well, maybe he'd be happier in North Korea. We'll be right back right after this.
He's a Harvard economist and a Yale lawyer. He does not keep up with the Kardashians. He's Mark Levin. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levin.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levin. Should we force people to be patriotic? Can we force people to be patriotic? Do you think the citizens of North Korea are patriotic? Oh, but Mark, I saw thousands of them with their arm raised in defiance and clapping. All together, one together for their dear, fearless leader. You don't believe the people of North Korea are patriotic, do you? When you're put in jail for not being patriotic, any expressions of patriotism are false. Indeed, all expressions of patriotism are false. When you torture someone, and the information they give you is not to be trusted. Can you blame an American serviceman or servicewoman who's being held hostage and tortured by our enemy who claims the United States has done all kinds of bad things? Do you really believe them? No, of course not. We know they're under stress. We know they're being forced. Indeed, I wouldn't even play those forced confessions on the air because they're not real. Patriotism is the same thing. I want people to be patriotic. I want people to be proud of our country. I want to have a country that is worthy of praise. But patriotism, like love, cannot be forced. All you can force is displays of patriotism, not actual patriotism. Is that so hard for people to understand? We cannot punish thought crimes. We can punish actions, but patriotism is not an action, it's a thought. Think how much more patriotic people who protest racial violence, racist violence, police violence would be. Think how much more patriotic they would be if they believed they had the right in this country to protest, to condemn, and to elect officials who will make changes. What's America about? When you think of America, do you think of democracy? Do you think of the right to vote? Do you think of we, the people, being in charge? Do you think of elected officials as our servants, as they should be and are? I am the servant of my 80,000 constituents. Or do you think of an America as a place where you're not allowed to think freely, you're not allowed to speak freely, you're not allowed to condemn or attack the President of the United States, you're not allowed to refuse to stand for the national anthem? What is this country all about? The National Football League has gone entirely in the wrong direction here. And I want to put the law aside. Yes, I recognize, I am a lawyer, yes, I recognize that private organizations can do pretty much whatever they want with regard to free speech. But there are state laws that prohibit certain behavior. There are state laws that say that you cannot be punished in your employment because of your political views. Now, that's actually not the case in most states. Most states can say, I'm sorry, I don't hire Democrats or I don't hire Republicans. And I got to be honest with you, given what I do in my career, I'd be loath to hire a Republican to work on my radio show because I'd be afraid that he or she would sabotage it. Don't think I'd feel the same if I were serving food or I had a sports league. If I had a sports league, I want the best players. I want the guys or gals who can throw the ball the best, not their political views don't matter. For a political show like mine, political views do matter. I understand that employers can generally police their employees. But one of the reasons I love unions so much is that unions give an equality, give a balance between employer-employee. They give the workers a say, and a very important say. And that's why even if you like this policy, it has to be wrong because the players didn't have a say. So I want to give a shout out to the Jets owner, Christopher Johnston, for basically saying he's not going to abide by the policy. He's going to let his players do what they want, and he's going to pay any fines against his players for doing what they want. But let me be clear. I understand that the game of football is mostly about football. I get it. Right? How many completed touchdowns and whether you or not you made the 10 yards to get the first down and, who cheers the loudest. Sports are about sports. Interestingly, sports have almost always involved some form of politics, just like Hollywood has too, even though it's mostly about movies. There's always been people who try to take sports, take Hollywood, and make a larger message. And their messages I don't like. I don't mind Colin Kaepernick's message, but no, I would not want someone to come out on the field with a swastika. Would not want that at all. So I understand that an employer can police free speech to some extent. I get it. At the same time, enforced patriotism is a particularly dangerous form of speech. Precisely because it is unpatriotic to enforce patriotism. They could have a free speech moment. You're allowed in to have time, place, and manner restrictions. All right. How about allowing the minute before the national anthem for people to put up their protest signs? I'm okay with that. How about a minute in the locker room sponsored by the players? There are ways out of this. But the thing that offends me most of all, even beyond the NFL policy, is the comments by our president and vice president. It is not winning, Mike Pence, to punish someone for what you believe to be an insufficient lack of patriotism. I understand that Kim Jong-un and you agree on this. Kim Jong-un, Mike Pence, Saddam Hussein, Stalin, Mussolini, you name it, you name your dictator. Pence, that's not good company for you to be in. I believe in America where you have the freedom to express your ideas. And then let the consequences fall as they may. If your employer doesn't believe that racial justice is important, they may fire you, Colin Kaepernick, for expressing your wish for racial justice. But then the onus is on the employer to explain why they won't hire someone who supports racial justice. Conversely, if your employer doesn't want to hire a racist or someone who is promoting Scientology on the field, that's their right as well. And I wouldn't have a problem with that. Speech matters because it matters what we say, because we listen to the quality of the speech. And if the NFL is squashing protests about racial justice, we have to conclude they're not interested in racial justice. This isn't about the national anthem. So players, salute the national anthem, put your hand over your heart, and put up a sign that says Black Lives Matter. You can be patriotic and protest at the same time.